So, it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, isn't it?
Amen.
Man, it's been a powerful, powerful conference this year. It's Lord has really touched my heart through the preaching of the Word of God. And just a little bit about myself. I grew up in Sequim, Washington. This is my hometown. I'm officially a Sequimite. And the past couple of days, I was looking back. I was thinking back about my life before I met Jesus, and I was looking back 20 years of my life and just where my life was at that moment, at that time. Addicted to drugs, alcohol, just in the system of just in and out of jail, and just a terrible, terrible, terrible life. And but when God gets a hold of you, it's just things change. And I'm so grateful and thankful that He sent me here to Cornerstone under Pastor Savage, and just all the things that I've learned and just growing throughout the years, because, you know, I can't do anything without Jesus in my life. So I'm so thankful. And every time I get up behind this pulpit, I'm just like, why are you using me, Lord? And it's just, I'm humbled every time I get up here. But if you want to turn with me this morning to 1 Corinthians, we'll go ahead and get into the Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me turn this on. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 57 and 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my blood brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let's pray. Dearly Heavenly Father, Lord, what a blessing and honor it is to be here this morning. Lord, I just thank you for all your many blessings. Lord, I pray at this time, Lord, that you may set me aside, Lord, set me off to the side, that Jesus may shine forth this morning. I pray that you just use me as a vessel, use me as a tool, use me as a megaphone to preach to thy people this morning. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity it is to preach your word this morning, and I just pray that you use me in a mighty way. I pray that the Holy Spirit may move at this time, and I just pray all this in the Lord Jesus Christ's most precious name. Amen.
Amen.
The theme this throughout this conference has been Prepare Thyself. And the title for my message is Prepare for the Day. Prepare for the Day. The world wants nothing more but to grab a hold of you. The world wants to conform, wants you to conform to its ways, its ideas, and its and anything that that it wants you to be. But Jesus wants something else. Jesus wants your time and your complete attention and your focus on Him. And throughout the Bible, I have three points this morning, and they all start with they have P's in them. So the first one this morning is we need to present ourselves before God. We have to get out of self and make ourselves available to God to serve Him. Now there's so many times when, you know, we want to think about ourselves. There's so many times, you know, before I came to God, it is all about me. It is all about, you know, what can I do to better myself? How can I accomplish the things that I want to do? And when you get into selfish thinking like that, you're not thinking about the big picture.
Right.
You're not thinking about God. You're not thinking about what He wants. Not my will, but thine be done. And that's what we have to focus on. We have to focus on, we need to present ourselves to God. Turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. That's in the New Testament, right?
Ha ha ha.
That's true. There's truth to that.
I beseech you, in verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
We have got to get out of self and present ourselves before God so he can use us in a mighty way.
Amen. We need to focus on getting the world out of the picture and focusing on getting our lives back to God. Amen. There are so many people out there that have turned away from God and they've quit, they've given up, they've thrown in the towel. I'm going to say today, do not quit.
Amen.
Stay focused. Stay
Amen.
Unmovable.
Amen.
Always going forward. Always, you know, Jesus is coming back. It's right around the corner.
Amen.
May we just stay focused and stay focused on him and always going forward for him.
Amen.
We need to stay steadfast in the Lord. We should always have the mindset that no matter what, I'm going to stay dedicated to the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to strive to be the best, to the best of my ability, please him. Stay clear of anything, and I mean anything, that will take the focus off Jesus.
Yes.
The world has nothing nutritious to offer. It is filled with toxins that destroy the body and mind of the one entertaining it. Jesus only hydrates you and fills you with things the body and mind need to grow and thrive. The world, the total opposite. It wants nothing more but to destroy you. Jesus is life. We need to keep our eyes on him.
Amen.
We have to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. You know, I can tell you, and I can be a witness, the world has nothing to offer. It took me from a child, and it drugged me through the mud.
Mm.
You know, Jesus had to go through some mire and muck to pull me out because I was deep into sin. Brother was talking about Wiccan and witchcraft, and I was into that kind of lifestyle. I was into worshiping the devil and worshiping Satan worship and going to concerts and 90-foot flames and the heavy metal music. That was my life. But today, it's it's amazing what God can do.
Yeah.
It's amazing what God can do. And I just love the Lord so much. I got away from all that stuff. I got away from you know, before salvation. Who is our father before salvation?
Yeah.
Satan is our father before salvation.
Yeah.
And you know what? After salvation, I got a new father, a new dad, and he takes care of me.
Yeah.
Jesus takes care of me. You know, I divorced Satan. I said, Satan, you can't have me anymore because I have a new dad and I have a new life. And you know, every from time to time, he comes and, you know, come hang out with me. You know, I miss you. Miss you, son, man. I miss you. We got to hang out. And I'm just like, no, I have a new father, and I'm going to be obedient to him because he is the only one that is going to take me and keep me focused and keep me on the right path. And as long as we stay focused and we stay focused on knowing that, you know, the past is evil, the past is wrong, stay focused on just going forward for Jesus, as long as we do that, nothing can hurt us.
Amen? We have to stay steadfast in the Lord. We have to stay focused on faithfulness. Matthew chapter 24, if you would.
Matthew chapter 24.
Matthew 24, verse 42.
Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
Amen.
You know, Jesus is coming back soon.
Amen.
We're in the last of the last days, as some one preacher put it. The last of the last days.
Amen.
He could come back today. He could come back right now. I wish I would. That's one way I want to go out.
Yeah.
Go out preaching. I want to be obedient and go out preaching. I want him to call us up and just, and the next thing, we're in the clouds with Jesus.
Yes.
With that said, we need to focus on just being obedient to him.
Amen.
Knowing that Jesus could come back at any moment, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in a bad spot when Jesus comes back, when he returns. I don't know about you, but I would not want to be caught at home during church time when services were going on and have the rapture occur. Can you imagine sitting at home just doing nothing and just watching some TV, and all of a sudden you're caught up if you're saved? No excuse. Why weren't you in church? Well, you see, Lord, there was this TV show that, you know, I couldn't miss it because, you know, there's no excuses in heaven. There's none at all. Jesus wants us focused. He wants us obedient and following him.
Amen, bro.
Next, we need to, the sub-point is we need to stay clean.
Yeah.
The field is it's a very dirty place, filled with sin and grime and wickedness. Falsehood is everywhere you look. Out there, the field is just, it's wicked, it's evil. I could tell you some stories and some stuff that goes on in the world that would just make your skin crawl. It's a very wicked, evil place, and there's distractions and lures everywhere. Satan wants nothing more than to get us out of the will of the Lord. He wants nothing more to pull us away from the Lord so that we can not get the benefits that we get when we follow Jesus. So one thing that we can do to keep away from that is stay focused in prayer.
Amen.
Get up in the morning and we go. The first thing that we should do in the morning is get on our knees before the throne of God and pray to our Savior and have that communication. And another thing that's been strong and it's been hitting this whole conference is get in the book. We have got to get into the Word of God. We have to have this just grafted into us and just read as much as possible. Because the more that we are in the Word of God, the more that sin can't touch us. The more that we won't backslide. The more that we won't fall down. You know, I've had times where, you know, even since I've been saved, where I started out, I got on fire, and I was in the book constantly. And then it started dwindling off a little bit. Well, I don't need to read that much. I can only I'll just read maybe a chapter. The less that you read, the more that you're just going to fall flat on your face.
Yeah.
This book, I'm going to testify to this. This book works.
Amen.
This book is not just a book. This is not a book of fables. Amen. This is not a book of, you know, it's just one another book that's on the shelf. This is the living Word of God.
Amen.
And we have to apply it to our lives.
Amen.
Every single day.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Every single day.
Amen.
When we get out of this book, we get into trouble.
Yeah.
Satan's like, oh, he's out of the book.
Yeah.
Let me show him. Let's look at this. Oh, yeah. Why? Because we don't have our armor on.
Yeah.
This is our armor. This is our shield. This is our sword. This morning, I'm going to tell you, this morning, we got all the way to church. I'm looking around to see, I'm like, where's my Bible? I'm like, where? So we had to go all the way back home because this is a sword. And I don't know about you preachers, but every time that we're up here, it's a huge battle. Because God, or Satan, does not want us preaching the word. He does not want us up here doing what God wants us to do. So I had to go back home and get my sword.
Amen.
Next point is we need to have a pleased attitude.
Amen.
Are you thankful for salvation?
Amen.
Are you thankful? And when is the last time that you thank God for your salvation?
That's a good question. Because, you know, 1 Corinthians, I'm just gonna say it for time, but 1 Corinthians 15:15, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Psalms 100. We should always have the thankful attitude.
Amen.
I'm going to go ahead and read the whole chapter. Don't worry, it's not a very big chapter. Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Amen.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into the courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Amen.
We should always have that thankful attitude that thank you, Lord, for salvation.
Amen.
Because without salvation, we were all headed to a different place, a place of darkness and just fire and brimstone. And I don't know about you, I'm thankful that I don't have to go there. Because of my Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have to go to hell. We're a new name written down in glory, and we're on our way to heaven. Praise God. A day feels incomplete with thank you, Lord, at the end.
We always have to have that thankful attitude, because he deserves that thanks.
Amen.
He deserves that thank you. Because, you know, Jesus didn't have to. He didn't have to die on the cross. He didn't have to do all that, but he did.
And we should always thank him for that. Last point this morning is we need to prepare.
Now, what are we preparing for?
Most people today, even Christians, are preparing for retirement here on earth, focusing their time and energy on the future when they can stop working and relax. That's fine, but this world is not the end. There is a much more important plan to be working towards after salvation.
Amen.
A plan to when we see Jesus, we will have something to lay at his feet.
Yeah.
Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. But as we allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. We today need to be focused on Christ. Our everyday walk needs to be revolved around Jesus. Everything that we do and say needs to point to him. When we do this, we gain gifts to give back to the one who gave all.
Amen.
Jesus died on the cross that through him we shall live. Sent down
from glory. Jesus was sent down from glory to be the salvation of the world. I'm just going to walk, I love the Lord, I love Jesus so much. I just love everything about, and John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Jesus was sent down, we're coming into Jesus' birthday.
Yep.
That awesome gift that God gave us, his Son, that he may die for us. Jesus was sent down, born in a manger, because why? There wasn't any room in the inn, right? There wasn't any in the room in the inn for Jesus. So he was sent down, born, and then as an adult, he went through the streets. He was teaching, he's preaching, he was healing people. He was there's nothing bad about Jesus. There was nothing bad about him at all. And then for him to be tried, and they convicted him. Why they were so mad at? Because they were taking Jesus was taking the attention off the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and everything. And they grabbed him and they took him and they tried him and they tried him for a death for a crime that's not worthy of death. Jesus didn't deserve to die, but he did. They tried him, and they took him, and they beat our Savior. They put him. There was an old whipping post, and they tied our Savior to it, and they slashed him, and they whipped him, and they hit him with stripes, and they hit him with and he bled, and he was there, and he was being punished, and he was being beaten. For what? For your sins. For my sins. Our Savior did that. He was beaten almost to death because of what we did. And God loves us so much that he went through that. Jesus went through that for us. And then going up to and through the streets as people mocked him, as people threw stones at him, as people spat in his face for our sins. That's what Jesus did for us. That is what he had that compassion. He had that so much love. Can you imagine? He carried that cross, that heavy cross on his back as he's going through the streets. And they're just spitting on him and yelling at him. And he could barely move because he had been beaten. That's what Jesus did for us. I love him so much for doing that, for taking all that punishment for my sins. I don't know anybody on this planet, anybody on the earth that would actually do that. Do you know anybody that would go through that pain, would go through that? And I don't know anybody that would. So he did that. He was going through, and you know what? He could have called down a legion of angels. He could have called down and said, you know what, just wipe him out. But he didn't. Because he had to go through that. Because of the love that he had for you and the love that he had for me. So he goes, he's going through, and he died on an old rugged cross. For your sins and for my sins. Now, the title of my message was Preparing for the Day. There's going to come a day when we're going to meet our Savior. Yeah, amen. There's going to come a day when we get to see him face to face. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get to heaven and have nothing to give back. Our Lord went through all that so that we may have life and that we may live in this world. And all he asks us to do is go. That's all our Savior asks us to do, is just go. Go into a world and preach the gospel to every creature. Serve. Get into church. Get into service. Tell others about Jesus Christ. There's a dying world out there, and they're being lied to. We have got to get the gospel out to them. Why? So that they can come in, they can join the church, they can get baptized, and they can get into service. And when they get into service, they can start that, and that it goes over and over. But I don't know about you, but when I meet Jesus Christ, I don't want to be there empty-handed. I don't want any of you to get into heaven and be empty-handed. We should all have crowns to cast at our Savior's feet. When we get to heaven, because you know, if we're empty-handed, we're just going to be around going, well, I should have done. Heaven is real. Amen. People, heaven is real. That day is going to come. We're going to stand before the Lord, and we better not have nothing in our hands. We better have crowns to cast at his feet and saying, Lord, thank you so much for going through that. Here is my offering to you. Here are the crowns that you most deserve. Heavenly Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you for everything that you've given me. Here, I give back to you. That is what I want to do. That is what you should want to do as well. Amen.